We want to continue with this series. This is part four. You matter. Amen. You matter. And today we're going to talk about you matter to me. Amen. You can be seated. We've talked about in this series, your life is significant. And there's a reason that you're still here. Grace sees your past, but is concerned about your future. Aren't you glad to know that? That God, He is grace. He sees your past. He knows about your past. But He's concerned for your future. Forgiveness, fear, and doubt are to be expected but not obeyed. God's grace, folks, God's grace is big enough. God's grace is big enough. Your past, hear me, your past does not define you. Okay? Your past does not define you. And that's one of the biggest lies that comes from hell. You can't do anything to God because of your past or because of who you are, where you've come from, what family you're a part of. That is a lie from hell, folks. We also found out about you have a purpose. You're special. Your life can make a difference. You are born with a purpose. Fulfill that purpose. Okay? Fulfill your purpose. You matter. And understand today, God wants to use you. Your past does not define you. And we also learned that you matter to God, this church, and to me. God loves you. He cares for you. He wants to touch your life. You are worth investing in God's mind. Amen. Identity, folks, identity is not found in the world, but it is found in Jesus. You see, your fulfillment will come from Him. Your past, hear me today, does not define you. Amen. Folks, you matter to me. Let's look at Matthew chapter 13. Read verse 44 through 46. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field. In his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant on the lookout for choice pearls. And when he discovered a pearl of great value, he sold everything he owned and bought it. Now, it seems that, folks, many people struggle with identity. Who am I? Okay? Do I matter? Does my life make a difference? Does anyone even notice me? Does anyone really care about me? And I wonder how long that treasure that we read in the scripture was hidden in that field. You see, apparently the owner of the field did not put it in there, or he would have never sold the field. Before he could gather the treasure, he had to buy the field. Folks, he had to invest in the field. He had to make his taking of the treasure, it had to be legal. And no one could accuse him of taking what did not belong to him. But see, folks, he wasn't a dummy. He knew a treasure when he saw it. And he was willing to do whatever he had to get it. So understand, Jesus is telling us a parable here. He's teaching us something about the kingdom of God. You see, the treasure that Jesus is talking about is not money or gold. It's people. Jesus values people. Folks, we're going to walk on streets of gold in heaven. He's got all that he wants. He knows it's all his anyways. So what is valuable to him is people. And that's what the cross was all about. And through this parable, it's showing us what you have to do in order to reach people. Okay? And through this parable, folks, we're going to help you today. Don't think about it as gold and silver and precious stones and that thing. Think about it as people. Think about it tonight as your neighbor. Think about it tonight as your coworker. Think about it tonight as your family member. Whoever it is, folks, the person at the gas station that you become friends with. I want you to think about it, that treasure that God is talking about tonight. Put a face to it. Put a name on it. Amen? You see, Jesus was talking in the scripture, says this man went and sold all that he had and bought this field. He sold everything. He sold his house. He sold his land. He sold his livestock. Everything he owned. Why? That's how valuable the treasure was to him. He understood the value of what he had found. And I wonder how many people walked past that treasure before the man found it. I wonder how many times it was walked over or walked around or ignored. How many times did the treasure wonder if it would ever be appreciated again? Would it ever be of value to someone again? And I wonder if the treasure at some point might have developed an identity crisis. Does anyone care about me? Think about your face. Does anybody care about me? Does anybody value me? Does anyone even notice me? You see, folks, Jesus was not talking about silver and gold. He was talking about people. Understand something today, folks. Not having a strong sense of self or struggling with identity issues may lead to depression. It may lead to anxiety, other psychological health problems, and in addition to even physical health problems, all of which leads to spiritual problems. And when a person does not know who they are in Jesus Christ, they have issues. You see, it's a whole other sermon, but we need to begin to figure out who we are in Jesus Christ. What is our purpose? And how much that Jesus Christ cares for us. Now listen, folks, I've watched this show called Long Lost Family Members. I don't know if you've ever watched this show, but it's about finding adoptive people's loved ones, usually mothers. There's been some fathers that I've seen that have found, but one of the things throughout this whole thing is, and one of the reasons I'm saying this is because, you know, I ask you to put a face on the person tonight that is valuable to you and to God. We can look at their life and think they're doing okay. But in all these people that I've seen in this show, a lot of them have had good lives, but there's something missing, they said. There's something about knowing where you come from. There's something about being able to, one of the things they all say when I see them, I want to touch them, I want to hold them, I want to hug them. Because that's blood, folks. And I want you to understand something tonight. We are the body of Christ. We are the bride. So we are the mother. And people need you to love them. I don't care how good life may seem to you for them. There's something missing. There's something that is missing. And they may be thinking, does anybody care about me? And it may look like they got it all together. But I'm telling you, folks, I believe that in every one of us, there's a place that only God can fill. Come on. I believe that tonight. There's a place that only God can fill. And these people, folks, let me tell you something. You matter to me. You matter to God. And when you hear me say you matter to me, I want you to think of that person, you matter to me. You need to let them know, just as I'm letting you know, I care about you. I pray for you. I worry about you. And I'm not preaching to put anyone down here today. I'm preaching to lift you up. And I want you to know today you have value. Today you have worth. You mean something to me. See, folks, we live in a world where people are struggling to find themselves. People don't even know if they're a man or woman anymore. And we can laugh about it sometimes, but, folks, it's very sad. It's very sad. And people want to identify as all kinds of crazy things. And we need to help them understand you can identify as a child of God. Hallelujah. You see, folks, we live in this crazy world that people are struggling to even find themselves and trying to discover who they are and where their purpose is and why, if their life is significant. Listen to me, folks. You may have had the right parents. You may have had the right teachers. You may have had the right mentors that have helped you in your life to find out who you really are. And to you, and to give you some self-worth that your life needs to be fulfilled. But understand, most people deal with some sort of insecurity and some sort of self-worth issues. And I'm not here today or tonight to really talk about our own personal needs, really, except to say that most of all of us have them. But what I hope to help you to understand is the needs that other people have to find their purpose and their self-worth. Now, we all know that these things can really only be found when we come into a relationship with Jesus Christ. We know that. But do they? Have you helped them to understand that? And I wonder if people that we meet throughout our days and throughout our weeks feel like they have value to each one of us. You make people feel like they matter because you are the only Bible they're probably reading. And I wonder if they know how much we really care about them. What have we done to make them feel that we really care about them? What have we done to help them? What have we sold? What have we sacrificed to reach them? What have we pushed aside in our own lives to say to them, you really matter to me. I'm going to spend some time with you. I'm going to have you over for dinner. I'm going to sit and listen to your story. I'm interested in you. You're not just an object to me. You are not just an interruption in my life. You see, the man in this parable sold everything he had to get to that treasure. What are we willing to give up to reach the people around us? Treasures. They are treasures to God, folks. You see, if you believe you are a treasure to God, you got to believe they are. Because he died for all of us. What are we willing to give up to reach the people around us with the greatest message the world has ever heard? Jesus loves you. They need to know it. Jesus cares for you. And you mean something to him. And you matter to me. Matthew 13, 45 through 46. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant on the lookout for choice pearls. When he discovered a pearl of great value, he sold everything he owned and bought it. How many people looked at that pearl? How many people said, it's not worth very much? How many other merchants ignored its value? But to this merchant, it was worth more than everything he owned. Why the difference? Why was it worth more to one person than it was to somebody else? And I think they all saw how valuable it was, but only this man was willing to go out of his way to own it. Do the people in our lives know how valuable they are to us? Think about it, folks. Do the people you come in contact with, do they know how valuable they are to you? Because if they're not valuable to us, maybe we need Jesus to renew us. Because he saved us to save the world. He said, go into all the world and preach this gospel. You see, folks, let me tell you, if you don't pay the price for the pearl, somebody else will, or something else will. And again, we're not really talking about pearls. We're talking about people. You see, there's a saying that is a bit overused, but it's very true. It says, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. People need to know whether or not they are valuable to you and to me. This is important for us to understand. You see, if we're talking about reaching the world, how are we ever going to reach them if we're not willing to sell off something in our lives to reach them? John 4, verse 4, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being worried with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Drop down to verse 16. And Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. You see, folks, in this chapter, in this passage of scripture, we find Jesus taking risks. He risked his reputation and the future of his ministry just to go to Samaria. Just to go to Samaria to speak to a woman who had five different husbands, and the one that she living with, the sixth man, was not her husband. Someone other people passed by, and someone other people looked down on. She was abandoned five times. Someone, I'm sure, had an identity crisis. Someone, I'm sure, felt worthless. Someone, I'm sure, thought her value was zero. But when Jesus goes out of his way to speak to her, and not only speaks to her, but ministers to her and talks to her about her life and her relationship with God, he lets her know, you matter to me. Do you know what she did when her conversation with Jesus was over? She went and told the heads of the city about Jesus. She went and told everyone that she knew, the one who was concerned about her and knew about her. This woman became an evangelist to Samaria, a place where a great revival broke out later in the book of Acts. Everyone else, folks, walked past her. Everyone else ignored her. No one else thought she had any value. But Jesus knew her value. Jesus, help us to know value when we see it. Jesus, help us, Lord. Jesus knew her value. He knew that in this abused, rejected, and discarded lady was a revival for the city of Samaria. He knew that. A man by the name of Mark Hill said this: the currency of a mentor is not money, it's time. Come on, folks. You can hand off money to somebody, but what about if you just take some time and spend with them? Huh? What about it? How much time are we willing to spend with that person? How much of our time are we willing to invest in order to bring them to Jesus? We need to understand how valuable it is to other people to know that they matter to us. You matter to me. This world has an identity crisis going on, folks. This world is wondering if it has any value. This world is wondering if anybody really cares. This world is wondering if we're going to reach them. You see, the world is wondering if we are going to reach them because we care. If anybody ought to care, it ought to be apostolics. The world is wondering if we're going to reach them because we have shown them how valuable they are to us. The world is wondering how much they matter to you and me. You see, people aren't interested in how much Bible we know. They aren't interested in whether we believe this way or that way. They are interested in knowing whether or not we care about them. Let them know you matter to me. You matter to me. Do you know, folks, what's going to happen when the people who think they have no value to us find out that we really care about them? We're not going to be able to put them all in this place. We might even have to go to two services. And we're going to need more ministers, and we're going to need ministers to meet their needs. Let me just pastor to you a minute right here. Folks, we got some people that have been coming and need Bible studies. And I've just been waiting to see if anybody would ask them. If somebody doesn't ask them soon, I'm going to. But I just wanted to see if anybody would reach out to them and say, would you like a Bible study? That ought to be the first thing on your mind. How can I spend time with this person? There are several people that have come in this church in the last several weeks. Need a Bible study. You see, folks, we're going to need more ministers. We're going to need ministers to meet the needs of these people. And I don't know if you noticed it or not, but it's already starting to happen. And there are people sitting here right now who are here because someone did more than invite them. They encouraged you. They loved them. They went out of their way to let them know they have value. And that's what it's all about. Someone's saying to someone else, you matter to me. Come share something with me that he has changed in my life. Come share something that is turning my life around. Come enjoy the touch of God that I feel every Sunday morning at church. And every day that I pray, you have value. You matter to me. Folks, we need to realize the worth of others. Our past do not define us. And their past do not define them. You see, folks, you cannot value them if you're judging them. Come on. If all you do is look at all that's gone wrong in their life, you'll never see what could go right in their life. When you look at others, you need to see hope. When you look at somebody else, you need to see possibility. because they matter. They really matter. Stop looking at their past. Come on. Stop looking at their, stop limiting their worth. Stop seeing what they can't do and see what they can do. Come on. Let them know that you matter to me. You matter to me. And of course, you matter to God.